Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Time to check back with Des Cahill.
Yeah, and a busy day ahead. Last night we saw one of the most entertaining football games of the season. The youngster Lamine Yamal scored twice as Spain produced a brilliant display. They beat France 5-4. That was in 90 minutes, no extra time. And it set Spain up for a Nations League final with Portugal. The 17-year-old Barcelona forward helped his side into a 4-0 lead and a 5-1 lead. But France didn't give up. They scored three times in the last 11 minutes. They could have had more, but Spain hung on. And they now face Portugal in the final in Munich on Sunday. France take on Germany in the third place playoff. Well, tonight the Republic of Ireland play Senegal in a friendly game in Dublin. It's the first of two matches in the June window. They're away to Luxembourg on Tuesday. Irish manager Heimir Helgrimsson saying everything is being geared towards the World Cup qualifiers in September. Paul Curry joins us now to look ahead to the game. And Paul, is this game more about getting a victory or blooding players?
Morning, Des. Well, yeah, I think a win is probably more important in my eyes. I think Heimir is probably got his 13 to 14 players in his head of who's actually going to take us forward in the World Cup qualifiers come September. We obviously have the likes of Chidozie Egbene and Sammy Smodic who potentially come back into the fold after long-term injuries, but I wouldn't expect to see too many new faces between now and September. And you only have to zoom out, Des, to realise how quickly those qualifiers are coming round the corner. And they kick off the 6th of September and they finish by the 16th of November. So there's a really tight window there to finalise those six games and give yourself a chance of qualifying for the World Cup. And, you know, in the last couple of windows when we have gone into qualifying campaigns, we've started slow. Our first game is against Hungary in September, and that's one that Heimir Helgrimsson will be identifying as potentially winning and getting off to a good start. So the June window has maybe flown under the radar in years gone by. I actually think this one carries a huge amount of importance for the squad, for breeding confidence and building on the momentum that we saw from two decent performances, I thought, against Bulgaria earlier on in the year. So the fact that he's left some of the championship players at home, the likes of Josh Cullen and Finn Azaz, who have been good in recent windows, that would lead me to believe that Heimir has a pretty good idea of the players that he will go with.
Senegal are ranked 19 in the world. Do you expect us to win tonight?
It's going to be a very stiff test. I mean, they are ranked 19th in the world, second highest ranked African team behind Morocco. And I was taking a quick look at the squad, and there's no Sadio Mane. He has asked to be left out for personal reasons. But outside of that, you've got Mendy and Koulibaly, who used to play for Chelsea. Idriss Agana-Gueye, who plays in the middle of the park for Everton. Ismaël Sarr, Crystal Palace. Pape Sarr, Tottenham. And Nicholas Jackson of Chelsea, the top end of the pitch. Outside of those players, a number of the squad are playing with top European sides. So this is going to be a really difficult test. And maybe a different test to one that we're used to, but if we can, for me, Des, it's not about styles of play at this time of the year. It's about results. And if we can build on a decent result tonight, carry that into Luxembourg, you can then start to look at that September window as one now where we've got real confidence momentum behind the squad.
All right, thanks for that, Paul. And Ireland-Senegal live on RT2 television tonight. In golf, Shane Lowry right in the mix at the Canadian Open. He's shot around a 64. He's three off the lead. He's on 6 under par. On 9 under par are Thorbjørn Olesen of Denmark and Cristobal del Solar of Chile. Rory McIlroy in a bit of bother. He's 1 over par. And Kildare's Lauren Walsh shares the lead at the Tenerife Women's Open. She'd around a 67 yesterday. In Gaelic games, Aidan O'Connor makes his first championship start for Limerick in tomorrow's Munster final against Cork. Comes in for Shane O'Brien at full forward. Damien Cahalan and Dermot Healy come into the Cork team. Cahalan for the injured Ger Mellerick and Healy for Brian Roach. We'll have all of the commentaries on Saturday and Sunday Sport over the weekend, including the big rugby game. Leinster will today name their team to play Glasgow Warriors in the semi-final of the URC at Lansdowne Road tomorrow afternoon. Glasgow are the reigning champions, and Leinster coach Jacques Nienaber points to the winning last year in Munster in the semi-final, and then Glasgow going to South Africa and beating the Bulls. And of course, this game now is straight knockout.
It's a different game. I knockout rugby is a game within the game in all facets. I mean, I think, and it's probably something that from an international stage, you don't get as much exposure to. You get it in the World Cup where you play a league stage of the competition and then you go into a knockout stage. Where if you think Six Nations or Rugby Championship, those competitions are almost a league stage. There's no do or die. You have to perform on one day. You know, you can lose a game. in a Six Nations, or you can lose in a game in the Rugby Championship and still end up Six Nations champion. So it's a unique competition, part of a competition, which is good preparation, I would say. If you look at it from an international point of view, it's good preparation for the World Cup. So it's completely different than the league stages, the competition. So yeah, that's as we know, rightly, if you look historically, just a year ago at Glasgow, I mean, they a team that relished to get into this stage of the competition, where it's a completely different game. You don't have to score like in the league game. Tries are important because you don't want to go to a kick out. You want to score more tries than the opposition, so that after extra time, you don't have to go to the kick out. And so try, it's not that tries isn't important, but it's not like in the league where you get bonus points for tries and stuff like that. You literally just want to win the game. That's the most important thing.
That's Jack Nienaber. Now, in racing, Green Impact won the Glencairn Stakes at Leopardstown for Shane Foley and Jessica Harrington. Today, the focus is on Epsom. It's Derby weekend. While the feature today is the Oaks, we're going to look ahead now to tomorrow's big race. Here's our commentator, Owen Ward.
Yeah, Des, we have a real race to savour tomorrow, because this year's renewal, it looks like it has just about everything that you could want in a derby. There are 19 runners. We haven't had that since back in 2007. And it brings with it a whole different dimension for the race. But from an Irish perspective, well, no trainer has a better record in the race than Aidan O'Brien. We know the Coolmore team cherish this prize above almost all others. And so Aidan runs three this year. The Line in Winter had been the talking horse through the off-season for them, but things certainly haven't gone to plan for him this year. He had a delayed return to action, then he was beaten in the Dante. So the question in recent weeks has really surrounded who the stable jockey Ryan Moore would elect to ride. We got our answer to that on Wednesday when he sided with Delacroix, who's now the favourite for the race. But like so many others in it, there are question marks over whether he'll stay the mile and a half trip. That isn't a concern with Aidan's other runner Lamborn, while Aidan's son Joseph also has a runner in Tennessee Stud, although he is one of the outsiders. The classic action at Epsom gets underway this afternoon with the Oaks, and it's a race that has been really kind to Irish Raiders of late. Four of the last five winners have been Irish trained, and the Irish Oaks Challenge this year, well, it almost mirrors the Derby team in that Aidan O'Brien is responsible for a trio. They're headed by Minnie Hawk. Joseph runs the Salzable winner We Might Take the Long Way. That's a race which produced last year's winner Azealia. So all our hopes this weekend in Epsom, they certainly rest with Team O'Brien.
All right, thanks for that, Owen. And there's racing at home today, Clonmel and Ferryhouse. Finally, at the French Open tennis, it's men's semi-final day. Two great matches. Carlos Alcaraz meets Lorenzo Musetti of Italy, and then world number one Jannik Sinner will face the Serbian legend Novak Djokovic. Yesterday, Aryna Sabalenka and Coco Gauff qualified for the women's final.
Des, thank you for that. And the time now, 8:45.